Oh, no, we're on.
Let's do it.
It's always on. I know y'all can hear us, see us. How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? James out west.
Little technical difficulties.
Little technical difficulties.
Yeah, we got it. We got to figure it out. Featuring Ryan Brooks.
Good. I mean, even more so, just this is a real mess right now, but good morning, ladies and gentlemen. James out west on this Thursday. Ooh, a little loud. A little loud. Thursday, November what? November 3rd, yep. 2022. Week 9 of the NFL season. Week 8 wrapped up.
So we're technically halfway through?
Yeah, yep. Yeah. Yep. We are technically halfway through with the NFL season, which is crazy because I cannot believe we're already halfway through.
This is kind of nuts, but this is I love this time of the year. I mean, we have baseball. We have the World Series. 2-2. Astros came back. Pulled off the shutout last night.
Oh, no hitter. Combined no hitter. 1-7-0, something like that.
No, 4-0, right?
Was it 4-0? Okay.
It was 7 before.
Okay.
Before with the Phillies.
That's how much I don't pay attention.
But we got basketball. We got our press passes. I'm doing the Suns-Portland game.
On Friday. Blazers. And I'm doing Suns-Blazers Saturday.
Yes. it's gonna be a blast. But we also have NHL going on.
I mean,
we don't really.
I got to be honest, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know shit about hockey other than it's cold and it's fun to go to and not fun to watch on TV. I wish I liked it. Didn't grow up playing it. Didn't grow up watching it. Living in Ohio, they didn't have a team at the time. And I wasn't of the school of rooting for another city that has a team if that city's not in my state and doesn't have to be Cleveland. So that just never happened for me. Hockey was out for James. I was. Out, but
you're ridiculous.
So let's hold on. We're gonna go back because it is Thursday. It's week 9, but we didn't have a show Monday, ladies and gentlemen, on KDUS 1060 AM Phoenix, home of the Dan Patrick Show. What? Because it was one Halloween, and two, it was Monday Night Football, and usually we're off the radio because of Monday Night Football for reasons in which
the Raiders on
the Raiders, and we don't even the team. We won't speak their name. They're that bad right now.
We don't need to go into this.
Okay. They usually bump us, gladly accept that bump. But this was a voluntary bump because my Cleveland Browns were taking on the Cincinnati Bengals in Cleveland on Halloween. Going to pass out the candy. You know, we do it pretty big over here. You came over, you and the wife, CJ. Shout out, CJ.
It was amazing. They got, you know, they got fog and
smoke machines.
Werewolves and three-headed wolves.
Oh, yeah, bro.
And then we had the game on. We're sitting.
Zombie ladies.
All the boys. Like, it was, you know, thanks to Gomez for handing out the candy.
Yeah, shout out Gomez. Hand out the candy. Keeping up the tradition.
Yeah, it was. The wives, you know, got stuck talking to each other, so yep. It was fine. Like, it was, everybody was having a good time. But the fact that you won and you hit a big parlay.
I did hit a big parlay.
This was like crazy because at, 6 minutes and 40-something seconds,
yep.
You could no longer have a score in the game. Not a 1 point.
Can't have 1 point.
1 point.
So I
put everything else hit.
About 5 minutes before the game, I put together a same game parlay. I was like, I'm just going to put 5 on it. I wish I had the cue to put it on right now.
Don't you wish you would have put 10?
I had 5 on it. Wish I'd have put 25, but that's why you don't bet on your team. I put together a 7-leg parlay, same game, Cleveland Browns, and I put everybody Cleveland Browns. I went Browns heavy.
Seven leg, same game.
So we went Amari Cooper anytime touchdown, check. Nick Chubb anytime touchdown, check, which I almost put him down for 2. That would have been, but okay. Amari Cooper over 50 yards receiving, got it. Nick Chubb over 70 yards rushing. Got it. Browns money line. Got it. The under of 45.5. The score ended with a total of 45. Could not have a score. And if I would have taken the over, I'd been so upset because the Browns kneeled in field goal range, which was the right play to do to end the game instead of putting on more points. Either way, Bengals got smacked around. They didn't look very good.
No.
Browns defense looked very good for some reason.
You guys showed up.
We're going into the bye week a little healthy with a little bit of an attitude. Hey, we won. We beat them again. Look, Joe Burrow's 0-4 against the Browns. 0-4. And I'm glad that we happen to be the team that has his number. For some reason or another, he turns the ball over.
That's really interesting.
He turns the ball over on the first possession every damn game that he play us.
Well, he's been sacked, 151 times?
Bro.
Like,
about 100 times too many.
It's
about 100 times too many. But
It's just ridiculous. Like
the AFC North's in flux.
They have a stud over there in Cincinnati with Joe Burrow, and they're not protecting him. Like we got
it. And they tried to address it, and people, you know, brought it up, the fact that they did. But I'll tell you what, to me, yes, they made the Super Bowl, but I think that was more of the anomaly, not the standard. I think that they're going to be. Yeah, I mean, as long as they have Joe Burrow, they have a good offense. Don't get me wrong. I'm not taking shots at the Cincinnati Bengals, who are 4-4, who are at home this week against Carolina. We'll get into that in a little bit.
Were healthy and they were in the right spot. And it was just like the same thing like when the Giants ran.
You know, look, it was Halloween, bro. Spooky shit happens.
Okay.
Miles Garrett dressed up like Vecna.
That was awesome.
Could you imagine 6'6", 285 pound.
Another inch on me.
Bro, it's the Punisher, the Predator.
It's unreal. Which we were actually, what's funny is we were just talking about that. We were watching Good Morning Football and Ryan Leaf, and you were saying how big he was.
Ryan Leaf is so big.
But he's my size.
He's bigger than you, though. He's bigger than you. He may be the same height.
But he probably,
and you just weighed yourself, so you're doing pretty good. I'm going to say he outweighs you by 25 pounds, and he lifts. You work out and stuff, but he lifts. There's like a difference.
No, I don't work out.
And with his connections and his size and how he is,
yeah,
you know, because, he's getting all the HGH and all the testosterone. That's all legal. There's nothing wrong with that. Hey. If you can use it to better yourself, and that's why Stallone looks young. That's why Joe Rogan in the body, not the face. That's why he looks young. That's why all these guys look young, because they're doing that stuff. Well, they're maintaining their bodies.
I'm glad that he's changed his life around.
Oh, so man, that's so far behind now that I don't even recognize that anymore. I just recognize him as the guy that knows college football, talks about it. He's a grinder, bro. He's on NFL radio. What? He's on NFL Network, as we saw this morning. He's on ESPN radio. He's on ESPN TV for college football. Plus, he's got his own podcast, like everybody. Hello. Here you are. We're on ours. It's pretty incredible to see somebody be able to do what he did, but because it's being so far down the line now, no one's going to remember it. No one's going to talk about it.
That's what happens when you go bankrupt. And now it's all about the money. You know, you're going to make it. So he's hustling. Good for him.
I mean, it's impressive. I'm excited for him. He's knowledgeable, so I do like to listen to what he has to say.
Yeah, he is smart.
And I will say this, because other than the Chargers, which he doesn't hold a bias against because he understands what happened with him when he was there, he doesn't have any real allegiance to an NFL team. So he's not going to speak on things with a bias. Or was he around enough guys that are in the league now to be like, oh, I coach those guys? Or I played with their dads. You know what I mean? Like, his career was so short in his ability of what he did, that when he says stuff, it's pretty independent of a bias, because he also grew up in a really, really small town in the Pacific Northwest. Like, I think when he was a kid, the Seattle Seahawks were in the AFC. Like, I don't know that. You know what I mean? Like, he grew up in a tiny area and was the man.
He has a very, very interesting approach, because he got to dabble in it, in that world, but also wasn't like the man. You know, like he was when he was.
Oh yeah,
right, in college and growing up. So we're like coming from the small town, like you're saying. So yeah, I love seeing him like that. But let's get into this week. So both of our teams are on bye,
which is nice.
Steelers, yeah. Yeah.
No, I'll accept it, because we got a victory.
Yeah,
you guys came off a big victory.
The Rams. Oh man, we got to get into that too. Steelers are on a bye. Giants are on a bye. Broncos are on a bye. And Cowboys are on a bye. So we have a lot of good teams.
We do have a lot of good teams. What are you talking about, Don?
You think you're in the hunt now? Because you had that win over Cincy?
I don't know. We could be.
Come on, man.
I mean, in our division, I don't know. We'll see what happens with the Ravens. Because I think, obviously, the Ravens are, as far as the AFC North, they're clearly, clearly is a strong term, but they are above everybody else in the division right now. But they've got their flaws. Now, they just went and added Robert Quinn. Defensive superstar, or no, not Robert Quinn, Roquan Smith.
Yes, thank you.
Robert Quinn had already been moved. So they add the other stud to an already historically known to be a good defense in the Baltimore Ravens, who have given up some leads in the fourth quarter, three of them to be exact, that they lost. So there are some things that need to be addressed there, and they're trying to do so. They see an opportunity. Same thing with the Vikings. They see an opportunity with all of the trades that happened, the most ever on trade deadline in NFL history. We had 12 on the day alone. Now, but when we say Chubb, I think of Nick. So don't talk about his cousin, the least of the superstars, Bradley Chubb. Sorry. And where'd he go? Miami?
Yeah, so
Miami just gave him the money.
110, and then for 5 years, I believe 63 guaranteed. I believe that's correct.
Good lord.
So, I mean,
and good for him.
There was a lot, but hey, and get us getting CMC, you know, that was a little bit before the trade deadline. It was actually like a week before. But at the same point, there was a lot of big trades. This was almost NBA trade.
It was very much, very much like that, which was kind of cool to see people moving because there's, you know, look, the season's kind of crazy, you know, when it come to think of it. You know, you see some of these teams that you thought were going to be good. Of course, they're not, you know, stuff like that. Very interesting that the teams that are making moves are making moves.
And the Eagles, like what they're like, come on. It's frustrating because they're in the NFC. It's like we thought the AFC was going to be dominant and they are really, really good. But we're seeing teams become dominant in the NFC. I mean, you can even
there's two.
I don't want to say that Dallas is that good, but they're up there. I think, you know, the Niners making that trade that were up there. Obviously, the Eagles. I mean, the Minnesota Vikings, you can't count out. So what two are you saying? As I mean, the Seahawks, technically, they're leading the NFC West. So if I'm bringing up all of those teams, you're only saying two. So who are you counting?
In the AFC?
NFC.
Oh, sorry, dude. I'm trying to figure this thing out. In the NFC, you got Philly. Unfortunately, you do have you guys. I say that begrudgingly, but you guys are right there. I think maybe you're right.
Not the Vikings?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, the Vikings.
Okay, what about Dallas?
What
about the Giants?
No. Dallas, maybe.
Tampa Bay?
No. Even though they're going to win their division, no.
Seattle?
No. I can't say no. I'm going to say no.
Okay.
I'm going to say no on Seattle.
So you say us, there's Minnesota, and Philly.
Yeah, that's what it looks like to be the teams that could. And I don't want to say that. Trust me, I don't want to say it. But you guys have, because the NFC's so weak. That's right, the NFC's so weak. That you guys have a easier path. You just do.
I just think there's surprising teams this year. And it's a very.
But surprising in a negative way, not so much a positive way.
Yeah, but
it's. Is Philly really surprising, considering they went to the playoffs last year, and then they added a superstar wide receiver? Like, I mean, it's a little surprising because it's like, oh, so soon, but really, is it surprising seeing what they did last year? I don't know if it's that surprising.
I think
we're surprised by it, but I don't think it's surprising.
The culture change in that building, and then Hurts is better than he grew faster than we thought. I would say it that way.
Yeah, than we thought, but the people in the building obviously knew.
Right. Well, like, I wish Trey Lance would do that, but. Let's get into this week. Let's talk about we got tonight. We have football tonight.
We do have football tonight. Speaking of the Eagles, the Eagles.
Eagles taking on the Texans. Now, this is ridiculous. Well, I saw this last night, and I was looking at my picks. It was minus 14 last night. I'm seeing minus 13.5 right now to the Eagles.
That's a big spread. That's a big spread, but Houston stinks, bro.
They do.
They can't stop the run. They can't stop play action pass. I understand, but I would say that if this was like, but Philly's also undefeated. And it's, you know what I'm saying?
Philly's going to win this game.
So I don't know if it's an issue.
What the tease is on that question. And when I look at the games, there's been one, two, three games where they've won.
80% of the money's on the Eagles. To cover, 13.5. Over, under, 45.5. 65% of the money is on the over. The Eagles are the power-ranked number one team, and the Texans are the power-ranked 32nd, dead last. Everything matches up that Philly should win, and it being on Thursday night, but they're on the road. Home teams usually do pretty well on Thursday nights. Dude, there's no way you're taking the Texans.
It's been working. Like, you had 10 wins last week. Yeah, yeah. You did really good last week.
Yeah.
I think I came in second.
I flipped in there and took the Browns last minute, and you were like, you changed your pick. I'm like, yeah, because I had a feeling.
He cheated.
I didn't cheat. I was allowed to. The system let me.
I had 8 wins, so I had a better week, and I feel like I should, in my heart, just take the Texans just because.
Bro, I know. Look, going off of the things that we say when the.
No, I'm doing Philly.
See, now I'm going to have to stay with Philly because I don't want to give you any leg up on a clear advantage. If Philly doesn't cover, almost everybody else doesn't cover. You know, yeah. But boy, I'm kind of.
It scares the heck out of me.
I kind of want to go Houston here.
I'm not betting this game.
I kind of want to go Houston here. I kind of want to go. Man, Houston stinks though, bro. And Philly's defense
is good. What are you count on? Like, there's too much of Philly. There's too much of Philly.
Agreed. I know, but man, 80% and it's 13. Come on,
bro.
All right.
Well, No.
So you're taking Eagles?
So I'm going to go with the Eagles. I'm going to go with the Eagles. The Eagles.
Rock the Rocky.
I mean, are they going to cover that? I don't know if they're going to cover that, though.
I think they do. I think this will probably be like a 17-point differential.
It very well could be a boat race, without a doubt.
You know what would be interesting is to float this a little bit and push that out to 17 or make it 16.5
and see what the bet is.
That would be. That'd be.
Probably would be good, bro. Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just trying to take a look here to go, you know, what is it that I like about this? Philly's 5-1 against the spread in the last six. Philly is 7-0 straight up in the last seven, obviously, because they're undefeated. 5-0 straight up in the last five games against Houston. Doesn't matter. New teams. The over in six of Philly's seven games has happened against the AFC. There's a lot of stats that support it. I'm going to go with the stats this time. I will stick with Philly. So all right. If I'm going to stick with Philly, go ahead.
Let me tell you this. So in the red zone, Philly is ranked sixth. They get in there at 63% of the time.
And Houston's 31st?
No, Houston is actually number 19.
In defense?
No, getting into the red zone.
Okay.
So when they're in the red zone, they actually score 53% of the time. Philly scores 63% of the time, so they're in sixth spot. Kansas City's number one at 76. So it's a pretty good percentage. I mean, that's 10% off. So I'm taking Philly, man. That shows you when you get down the field, you're actually scoring. It's not kicking field goals.
Was that for touchdowns or is that scoring?
That's touchdowns.
Okay. Okay. Hmm.
All right.
I'm going to go Eagles 34, Texans.
I'm going to go the 16. Over. I would go the over on this.
What's 34 and 16? That's the over. Yep. 65% of the money's on the over.
Yep, I'm taking that. I would. I might actually make a bet tonight on this. This is interesting. Okay, let's get into next game. You want to do Chargers-Falcons?
Sure.
And now we got 11 o'clock games. We had the time change.
It will change this weekend, right? Or it did. It will change this weekend.
Yeah,
I don't know. We don't change time.
So in Arizona, it just doesn't happen. Which that's how it should be. But did you hear this story about how the reason why we shouldn't change times is because we're going to kill more deers driving on the road?
What? Don't even go into it. That's
okay.
Fine.
Okay.
The reason we.
Okay.
All right. We're
Chargers. Chargers. Falcons.
Chargers in Atlanta. Okay. Atlanta 4-4. Chargers 4-3. 4-3 against the spread. The Falcons are 6-2 against the spread this year, folks. 6-2 against the spread. They are the underdog in this game. What's the what line do you have on that?
I am showing -3 to the Chargers.
I got 3. I got 3.5, but yeah.
The Chargers are a better team than we've seen, but they're not running the ball. They're moving the ball downfield. They're kind of like they're very similar with the Rams. They're just, But the Falcons have those moments. No, I'm taking the Chargers. I believe Herbert has to have this get right game, right? Like he's got to take that.
So check this out. This is what their averages are. LA's offense averages 23.43 points, or 24 points a game. Atlanta averages 24 points a game. They dominate him in passing, but on the flip side, Atlanta dominates him on rushing, almost double their rushing yard totals. They each average the ball basically within a minute of each other per game. The Chargers, however, run almost 20 more plays than them, and yards per play is almost identical with a little bit of an edge to Atlanta. Atlanta's pesky. We've said it all year. Atlanta's pesky. 3.5. I don't trust the Chargers. They should have lost to the Browns. The Browns lost that game. Chargers didn't win that game. They lost that game. They gave it to them. I've seen the Chargers look bad this year. I think Brandon Staley doesn't have that team in his pocket like Sirianni does in Philly.
So let me tell you this. Okay, so I'm going to bring up these red zones because I've been looking at this, and this has been very helpful as far as betting. Atlanta's 9 in the red zone at 64%. The Chargers are 18th at 53%.
I'm looking at my thing, dude. I picked Atlanta. To cover.
I wrote down Atlanta +3.5. I wrote down the Chargers, but
I'm taking Atlanta. already had it in here.
Okay, so then I'm going to take the Chargers. Then I'm just going to go with my gut because I already wrote it down, and I'm going to go different from you. That's, all right. Let's just go with that.
So you're sticking with the Chargers. What's up next?
Dolphins-Bears. So we got Miami at -5. So
Bears fresh off of trading their two best defensive players back-to-back weeks, essentially, or maybe back-to-back in 3 weeks. Getting Chase Claypool. Okay. I mean, okay. It's still the Bears.
But Bradley Chubb.
To Miami. Yeah, it's going to help tremendously, but it doesn't need to help in this game.
Miami's going to rock this game.
Miami's averaging 21, but remember they had three games where they didn't have Tua.
Correct.
Chicago's averaging 18. I mean, Tua's averaging almost 280 yards a game passing. Now the rushing on Chicago's 100 yards more than Miami, but it's just the way that they play the game. Number of plays, they basically within three plays of each other. Yards is within it too. But the difference here is Chicago is waving the white flag with some of the things they did. Oh, yeah, we got a receiver back. Okay.
Yep. No,
but that's that you guys are planning for next year with your picks and your $100 million in cap space.
They want Fields and they want to do, yeah.
We got 70% of the money's on the over 45.5 in this game. I don't get that. 68% of the money's on Miami to cover at -5. I do have Miami at -5. I'm taking Miami at -5. I think with what Tua has been able to do, he's back on track. Like I said, if you invert the video of him throwing the ball, people would say he's got the best ball in football. But because it's left-handed, people aren't used to seeing it. It looks funny.
It slings. So,
he's got a cannon, bro.
And they have the fastest.
I know people offense. Like, oh, and then the ball outfield enough. No, he can rip the ball.
I mean, did we not learn that on his first throw in the national championship?
You would think. You would think. But I'm just telling you.
It's. I mean.
Ooh, and I got the Dolphins at -4.5. Even better.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I have Miami.
I mean, there's nothing here. I mean, what? Miami's 4-4 against the spread. Chicago's 3-4-1 against the spread. It's pretty even. It's kind of a pick'em in that regard. Miami's better than
better the team.
Miami's a better touchdown team. Better team than they are. They're at least a touchdown better team than they are.
Yeah, I would agree.
I don't care that it's in Chicago.
And -5, it makes it easier.
What's the weather?
If it was, it's going to be 52.
Yeah, I'm clear.
So that's.
I ain't worried.
You just get a little ghetto in you. All right, so Carolina Panthers going to the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yo, this is what I'm worried about for the – I'm worried for the Bengals in this regard. Coming off of this game, Carolina obviously, quote-unquote, given up. They are playing P.J. Walker. They traded Christian McCaffrey.
Robbie Anderson.
Exactly. Fire their head coach.
They're done.
Then
– they're what, 2-3?
Then what happened?
2-6.
2-6. But then what happened, which we know. But they get a win right after trading Christian McCaffrey. That was their first win of the season, I think.
Which is in the same week, they traded Robbie Anderson on Monday, traded Christian McCaffrey on Thursday, and then won on Sunday.
Against Tampa Bay in division. So anything can happen in the NFL, ladies and gentlemen. But now they should have won last week, but because of somebody on the team putting them in a position to win the game in the same moment, taking them out of position to win the game because of being hyped in the moment. And I can understand that, but there's certain things you can't do, and you know, you can't take your helmet off on the field during or after a play. And I know he's too young to have this as the example, but in 2007 opening game weekend, Kansas City Chiefs on the road in Cleveland, Cleveland is up by 2 points. They've got the ball. They have to basically, they're playing the lateral game. An offensive lineman gets the lateral and basically gets ran out of bounds. Zeros on the clock, game over. Dwayne Rudd, linebacker Dwayne Rudd, takes his helmet off and throws it in excitement. The ref pulls the flag, throws it. The game's over. Throws the flag, 15-yard penalty, untimed down, puts him in field goal range. They kick a field goal, win the game.
Yeah.
We went 10-6 that year and missed the playoffs.
That's hilarious.
We won that game. But because of a penalty, because of somebody making it about themselves, and he was excited. And that was one of the first times where that was like known. It was like, oh my goodness, what's the penalty? Because it had never happened.
But
a ref decided to enforce it. In this regard, the ref decided to enforce it. Most likely because, is it the right call? Yes, it is. Technically, yes, it is. But also, I think because he saw the excessive celebration of it and what he was saying was like, okay, that's enough.
Speaking of slinging it, we can see Tua up here on the TV slinging it. Sorry, I keep getting lost over here. Let's talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we don't. Like, it's just frustrating. Whatever.
What? No, go ahead.
No, it's fine.
No, go ahead.
It's okay. Who are you picking?
I mean, I can't go with since I can't go with the Carolina Panthers. I mean, it's a 7-point though, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's a seven minus seven.
Let me see what I marked early in the week. I kind of did this, and I had to have taken the Bengals. Yeah, I took the Bengals at 7.5 apparently. Yeah, I mean, I think and with what happened, I mean, Atlanta ended up winning that game. Nobody wanted to win that game in Carolina last week. We saw what happened. I'm going to go with the fact that they just don't have enough horses. Cincinnati's got the team. They've got the coach, apparently. I mean, Zach Wilson, they were able to go to the damn Super Bowl.
Burrow has the respect now, and I bet you he's ripping some people and just saying, you know what? Like, he's talking to his
hey, part of that's on. They did not try to run the ball. That game was not close, but they didn't do anything with Joe Mixon.
It was what, he had like 26 yards or something? Like, it was ridiculous.
Give
like,
me the Bengals and the seven.
Yeah. I'm taking the Bengals.
Or seven and a half, I guess.
I think this, like, we're starting to realize what teams are, but we're also seeing sparks in certain teams, and I think you can start seeing, okay, so against this team, against this defense, against this team that is giving up, yeah.
I'm taking and Cincinnati has to. They have to put their foot down. They have to, otherwise the season's a miss. Because, and we'll get into it, we have Baltimore playing later that could, you know, they could either run roughshod or get upset.
But they're one game behind. They're one game
exactly.
out.
So that's the point, is that they're one game out.
But the wild card is going to be tight for the AFC.
Yes, very much so. There's going to be a lot of, bro, there's a lot of teams in the mix. And a lot of teams that don't think they are, at this point last year, ended up making the playoffs.
Exactly.
It's understandable to see where this is going to happen.
Yeah, we'll see.
Now, let's get into the Battle of New York in the AFC, because the Giants aren't in the AFC. But the Buffalo Bills, the best team in New York, versus the New York Jets, the team that plays in New Jersey. Buffalo's 6-1, 4-2-1 against the spread. The Jets are 5-3. The Jets are 5-3. And the Jets are 5-3 against the spread. The Jets have surprised people this year.
But they're 1-3 at home.
That's a good point. And it's also Buffalo. Buffalo, right, now, we saw what happened last week. You know, listen, Green Bay's defense, ladies and gentlemen, has not been good this year, and historically the last couple of years have not been good overall. But they were able to hold the quarterback. Listen, they held Buffalo's quarterback, Josh Allen, to like 75 QBR rating and held him under like – they held his numbers to pretty – considering the game was where it ended – Green Bay put up more of a fight than I think people were expecting, especially because Green Bay's offense has been so inept. And then if you look at Rodgers' numbers, he's got 14 touchdowns and four picks. It's not like he's having a terrible year, but it's not his standard of a year.
Yeah.
So it's bad. Buffalo, I think knowing that, coming off that, oh yeah, by the way, Buffalo just made a trade. They traded for Nyheim Hines, gave up a pick, and Zach Moss, who was doing nothing for him anyways. That's not going to be, well, from how I understand this, he already understands the offense because it's the same. They're running very similar. So he's going to be able to roll right in here and probably have a package of plays for 15 plays. Is that going to make or break this game? No. But I think Buffalo is going to smother them on defense and offensively going to continue to try to get right. I'm going to take Buffalo. 12.5 is a lot of points. But I historically will never bet, never bet on the New York football Jets. So I'm going to take Buffalo. Oh, let me see. I did take Buffalo minus 12.5.
Okay. So
it's 51% of the money's on the Jets. So it's not like, I mean, people are looking at it going, well.
Jets are 12th in the red zone and Buffalo is 17th.
Okay.
So with the numbers, so at home, the Jets are at 61%. Away, Buffalo is at 61%. Exactly 61.54 for both of them.
So give me McDermott and Josh Allen over Robert Saleh, who's defensive-minded, and Zach Wilson.
You're taking the Jets?
No! I just said give me Sean McDermott and Josh Allen over those guys. Like, if I'm going to say it's... I'm going to chalk it up to where it's basically somewhat even...
Buffalo's going to win this game.
You don't think I'm covering?
But I'm taking the Jets.
Okay.
I've never, like last year, I
12 and a half is a lot of points.
I kept saying, like, fuck the Jets.
12 and a half is a lot of points, and Buffalo hasn't done it this year yet, but they've been known to put up a stinker or two. It happens. I don't think it happened this year. Not going to happen this year, but.
The Saleh will have
12 and a half.
Because they know that Buffalo's going to come
save
in.
Save the bees, ladies and gentlemen. Just my You gotta save the bees. Oh my god, save the bees. No free ads, but
put honey in your coffee.
Well, I should have, but this is more of like we like food, we like to eat, ladies and gentlemen. We've been to the. Now we've been to some media rooms where they get fed. People like to eat. People like to eat. Guess what, ladies and gentlemen? If you want to eat, you need the bees. Don't smash bees. Your public service announcement brought to you by James.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Save the.
What are you?
How do you not?
Like just the in general natural like what they do.
Yeah, yeah. And if they're not around,
okay,
it's an issue. Watch some documentaries, bro. Get educated.
I know what you're talking. I mean, I guess I get. I know like the
it's just randomness that it came from. But listen, like listen, bro.
Just.
It's Thursday morning, YouTube Live. Anything goes.
Save bees,
YouTube Live. Anything goes.
Okay.
Right, and I'm on my third cup of coffee, so James is a little jacked.
That's true. Dude, your coffee was good.
Again, nice no free ads. Would love to have them as a sponsor if you're watching, which you're not, but maybe you will one day. Black Rifle Coffee. That was a gunship, by the way. Brought that from Minnesota. Shout out Shields. Very good.
Minnesota nice.
Minnesota nice.
All right. What's next?
Well, we're going to continue. We're going to stay in the morning. We did Eagles, Texans, what? We did Dolphins, Bears. We did Chargers, Falcons. We did Panthers, Bengals. All right, Packers, Lions. Lions stink. Lions make a Lions decision that only Detroit would do. Well, Cleveland maybe 10 years ago would have done it. Maybe not, though. This is a dumb move. They trade their best player on offense to an in-division rival. They traded TJ Hockerson. Now, they got a second and third. Great.
Yep.
But you gave up 2 fourths and TJ.
That was what
that,
was,
I didn't understand that.
When I first heard it, I was like, okay,
well, that's not that bad. They gave up 4 picks to get TJ. No, they're getting picks back. Detroit, what are you doing now? They just didn't want to pay him because he has to get paid?
I wonder if there's something in the building because that was your best player. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, that's your best receiver.
Hey, like somebody said, I don't know who it is to give him a shout out, but basically Dan Campbell was a tight end. Maybe he's like, TJ, you got to get out of here, brother. We're going to move you somewhere where you can have a chance to win, and we're not going to pay you. And you deserve to be paid, but we're not going to pay you.
And that a little tear.
Oh, for sure.
While he
dropped into his coffee cup. And because Dan Campbell's a big coffee drinker. Big old, you know, big old.
Chewer. Yeah. But the thing is that Lions have had some, like, glimpses.
It's
of
3.5 points. That's it. That's how much
I'm
they disrespect.
I'm taking Detroit this week. Like, it's just the Packers look like shit. Detroit doesn't look better. But, again, I'm going to go against my.
Packers offense has looked inept. Defense has not been very good.
And Detroit has had glimpses of.
The last 10, they're 5-5. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. Head-to-head, the last 5 games, Green Bay and Detroit. Well, shit, 4 of them were last year, right? So all of last season, or two of them last year, 2 of them the year before, 1 this year. 5-5. Green Bay is 2-8 against the spread in those 5. Detroit's covered 80% of the time against Green Bay in the last 5 games.
Detroit is 3rd in the red zone.
Green Bay's because Jamal Williams, who played for Green Bay, has 8 touchdowns, bro. 8 touchdowns. He's averaging a tutty a week, Detroit. But he's not having like that. Are you taking Detroit?
I am. I'm taking Detroit.
So am I.
Shit.
Looking at this, the 8-2 and 5-5 against it, and we do know. Now I will say, they no longer have TJ Hockerson. They got Amon St. Brown. He's sweet. Green Bay really isn't, but maybe Alan Lazard's back this week. This could be a game where Green Bay gets right and scores 35. I'll wait to see it. I can't believe I'm saying that. And I have to make a decision. I still have Aaron Rodgers benched in my fantasy for Tua. Everything says start Aaron Rodgers because Green Bay and Detroit, and historically in Detroit, defense not very good. Should be able to pick them apart, get right game, even if they don't win the game, get right game. But in Miami's where? In Chicago? Is that correct? Miami playing Chicago, right? Yeah, Miami's playing Chicago.
Yeah.
And it's in Chicago.
Yeah.
Could be cold weather. It's November in Chicago, outdoors. How does Tua play it in that? It doesn't matter.
He likes the South.
So I haven't made that decision yet, and maybe it won't matter because I'm going to lose anyways. Fantasy football stinks this year. All right, moving on.
Colts, Pates? Pates?
Sure. Pates. I mean, this is the Pates.
The Pates.
And Indy. Indy, a team who is absolutely giving up.
Fucking
Tell me they're not giving up. They trade me Nyheim Hines, which is their backup running back. You know, some people might say no big deal. They fire their offensive coordinator, but not their play caller. Because their play caller is their head coach.
Is that
they
out?
We're going to bench Matt Ryan regardless of the shoulder sprain.
Now he's
after
third
like
string.
After like five games, and you paid the man all that money.
Oh, how much money have they paid their last three quarter? What? So they had Phillip Rivers, Wentz, now Matt Ryan. Now you're on to.
And Phillip Rivers took him to the playoffs.
And then he just, but he wanted out of the building. He was done.
He was done. And they were done with him. They knew they were going to win with him.
Well, he has a whole football team of kids at his house.
But the guy in Tampa Bay wanted to go there, and they said, no, we're good. That's the reports. And then the guy in Detroit reports where he's so much so he thought he was going to Indy. They were shopping for real estate, and he gets traded to the Rams. Now, both those quarterbacks went on to win Super Bowls back to back after getting moved out of those positions. And reports were that they both wanted to go to Indy. If that is true and that is the actual case, and the GM, and I like Chris Ballard, if he was the one that says, no, we're good, which I can't believe he would say that. I could believe Irsay would say it. Only because Irsay doesn't like Brady enough to say, I can't bring him into the house. It's almost out of an integrity factor. No, we're good. We'll stick with Phillip Rivers.
The more and more I listen to Irsay, I used to think he's crazy, but I'm fucking loving this guy. He has some balls on him.
Jim Irsay, so, bro, he's a billionaire, bro. He loves music. He's into art and stuff. He doesn't give it. He loves the Colts. Don't get me wrong. He's a football guy, but the dude's got he's got fuck you money.
Yes. Absolutely. And he's very much about his players. He's very respectful for the people that are around him. Like, his core of people, he takes care of. And I really do believe we talked about he's had his demons. He's gone through some things. But what he wants to fucking win. And him coming out and calling out Dan Snyder, what was that, 2 weeks ago?
Oh, that was
and nice. Then now we're finding out yesterday that they're going to be selling the team. They got Bank of America.
Don't say they're going to be selling.
They're going to be looking at
they're getting an evaluation of what it's
from
worth.
Bank of America to sell this team. Somebody laid down some papers and like, hey, Dan, this is what we have on you. Oh, shit. Okay. I'm not going to release everything else that I said I know about everybody. I'm just going to sell and walk away.
Well, and then there's the reports. Well, maybe his wife told him. Look, you're never going to get through this.
And there's investigations from the FBI and the league on them again. So who knows what's going to happen?
Well, I think they already knew that was coming down the pipe, and that might be part of the reason why.
Like, let's just sell it and then see if hopefully that will go away. All right. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I do think that Irsay is going to make a change and is going to –
I think head coach is gone.
I think he has
the
balls to tank the rest of the season if they don't win in the next couple of games.
What's their record? You're making a good point here because
3-4-1.
Ooh, starting Sam Ellinger.
So
trying basically to lose.
You lose.
Patriots are definitely trying to win.
You draft because you have two or three quarterbacks coming out that are going to be.
There's
solid.
Three. There's three really good quarterbacks. You got CJ Stroud, Ohio State.
Yep.
Isn't the kid from Alabama pretty damn good too?
And then he got hurt, right? And then
but he'll still be out in the draft.
Yeah, yeah.
The kid in North Carolina. I guess the quarterback from North Carolina can sling the ball. Looks very pro ready and has the pro build. So, I think so, sir.
Let me see. I'm gonna pull it up for you.
That would be really cool.
But I wouldn't be surprised if Irsay.
I would hope so. I kind of hope.
I mean, but
I like
the Colts. We heard that Miami got in trouble because they were supposedly influenced to lose, and then didn't end up happening.
Well, that's because they had a good team. You can't do that when you have a good team. Like it's hard to even when Houston's not good, but they're good enough to be in games. Like you don't have like. Yet, players will never throw a game. Players are always going to want to play hard because they're on film, and it's their money. It's their livelihood. Someone else is going to look at that film. Oh, you're part of a 1-16 team, bro. Why would I want to bring you in here? Let me go back and check your film. Oh, you played hard through all of those games. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They weren't empty stats. So those guys coaching too.
Nobody's going to want to fucking lose, though.
Hey, like, and coaching too.
Yes.
Players never want to lose. Coaches don't want to lose. But if coaches get like a... Hey, it doesn't matter this year, and I want to see the young guys. That's code for we're not trying to win games, but you're not trying to lose. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I get it.
We're going to roll them out there because here's the thing. The talent should separate the difference. So if I'm rolling out a bunch of unknowns, the talent should separate the difference, and we should lose because we are putting out a lesser version of talent for a longer period of time in the game.
Yeah, no, I mean, I get it. It's, but there's also like the fact that you can get in trouble for it. Sometimes that's a fucking strategy. It's not a bad strategy. If I know my team fucking sucks, I don't want, I've won one game so far this year. I'm in week nine, going into week nine. Why the fuck am I trying to win games? I'm going for the number one draft pick.
No, I understand.
I mean, unless I have a stud QB, like if I have Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, then I'm not fucking doing it. If I know for the next 10 years I have my QB set. Well, yeah. But besides that, fuck off. Like, fucking lose. That shouldn't be illegal. Okay, so top three. So Bryce Young from Alabama, C.J. Stroud from Ohio State, and then they have Hendon Hooker from Tennessee.
See, and I can't speak on that because I haven't watched a single Tennessee game. I just know everything that I'm hearing.
Dude, they beat Alabama.
I know, and Alabama's 8, and Alabama's probably going to lose in LSU. So Alabama's not what Alabama was. All right? All right. Do my best Nick Saban. All right. Impression.
That was more of my Nicolas Cage.
Oh, see, I was doing
Gone in 60 seconds.
I was doing Nick Saban. You're doing Nick Cage. Okay, makes sense.
Nicholas's.
Makes sense.
What's next?
Well, we're still talking about Indianapolis Colts and New England Patriots. We never made our pick. I'm taking the Patriots. I think it's five and a half. And I'm still taking the Patriots. Sam Ellinger, although he threw some good balls, I don't think they're going to get it done. Offensive line stinks. Defense is under some questions right now. Offensively, they're not getting it together. Maybe you're onto something with the 3-4-1 going. Yeah, maybe if we don't win, we get a pick. You know, maybe we even have to trade up because even if we have the 6th pick, but number 2 or number 3, like Jacksonville's not going to draft a quarterback, but they might have the 2nd pick in the draft.
Mac Jones is going to he's going to take over this game.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not even going to say who's going to take over the game. Belichick's going to take over the game.
I think Mac Jones is like he has that in him.
You make sure that's what I picked.
He's been getting a lot like on him right now, just negativity. He needs to show up. So, and in New England, I think Mac's going to take over this game. Okay, so what's next? Vikings, Commanders?
Is that the last of the morning games?
No, we got Raiders, Jaguars for the last one.
Ooh, we're not going to talk about that game. Both teams stink. Jacksonville puts up a fight. We saw what happened. You got shut out.
So we're talking
at
about
home or on the road against.
You're talking about Jacksonville got beat up by Denver?
No. That was on the road in that's Mr. Mile High Unlimited in Mile High. Whatever.
Dude, so we were talking about better. I wonder if he was throwing his like his football, that little Nerf like through the whole thing that he trains 100%. With. I wonder if he was throwing that like down the aisle. That
I will tell you this. I'm talking the fact that the Raiders got shut out by Andy fucking Dalton. Okay, Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton, the red rifle or the red BB gun, as J.J. Watt once famously called him. Raiders stink right now, 2-6. No, they're 2-5, but they're going to be 2-6. Doesn't matter. I even think I took them. And
Las
I'm changing,
Vegas is minus 1.5.
I'm changing my pick.
To the Jaguars?
I think I am. They got more upside. These two teams stink. I don't even talk about this game. It's the last morning game.
So my uncle told me to bring up that the Raiders are a joke.
Well, didn't I say I was never going to take the I'm changing right here. You can see me right here, ladies and gentlemen. Just took Jacksonville. Oh, I can't believe I did that, but I am. All right. I mean, there's no reason really to talk about this game. I know we're kind of I'm digging around about talking about them, but they don't deserve it. Moving on. Afternoon games.
Hold on. I got to give them my fucking pick.
What are you doing?
The Raiders. Fucking, they need to get this goddamn game get right. I know your coaching is, you got to friggin' fix your scheme. They need to run Jacobs more. They need to protect. They need some fucking defense. But I think they have more talent than Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Does. So sure. Well, I'm going to.
You know what?
To,
actually, I don't even know if that's true. I don't know if that's true.
Maybe not.
They have the best out of all the receivers.
On
yes.
Paper. On paper, it looks like it.
Receivers, yes. Running back, I'd say same. Josh Jacobs, ETN. They're playing. ETN's averaging 6 yards a game. Like, and Josh Jacobs is better than what people give him respect for. They're good. Quarterbacks right now, Trevor Lawrence is playing just as good, and that's not saying much, but him and Derek Carr are in the same little category right now.
Yeah.
Still need to prove it.
No, yeah, I agree. Well, yeah, Derek Carr needed to make this is like the worst situation for him. He needed to have a good year.
But you can't get shut out and can't score and let them score 21 against your defense when they're out their top three receivers.
No.
You saw it with Alvin Kamara and how the inability of them to be able to tackle him. And it wasn't because Alvin Kamara is super strong, because he's a strong cat, but it just looked like guys didn't want it bad enough. They were trying to hit him, not tackle him.
Yeah.
And it led to them losing the game.
Okay.
Moving on, we have
game that we weren't going to talk about. We talked about it.
That happens every time.
So it was last morning game, Vikings, Commanders.
Hey, listen, Minnesota 6-1 going to Washington Football Club, 4-4.
Possibly getting sold.
Possibly.
But that doesn't have anything against a player. Like, that won't affect
Heinicke pulling one out of his hiney last week and being able to get it done with Terry McLaurin in Indy. Again, goes back to how bad Indy is. Washington's
minus three? Come on.
I'm taking Minnesota. I'm not prancing around it. I'm just saying.
I'd say, yeah, we talked about it. I think Minnesota's the top three in the
NFC. I think, from the things that we've heard, with Kirk Cousins and his ability of now kind of just knowing the offense so much. Damn, Josh Allen's so good. That's such a sweet play.
314 yards per game in 20
anyways,
touchdowns.
This guy. But Kirk has, like, Kirk Cousins has gone over that threshold of he can't be prime time. He can't do this. He can't do that. He now, like I said, he's changing plays at the line of scrimmage. He's changing plays where before he didn't do that. I know.
You're going to say the plate.
Yeah. I was going to say the plate. Going, hey, you know, they're showing us
confidence.
This. They're showing us this. I know I can get this to Jefferson real quick. Hey, they're showing us this. I'm going to check down. I'm going to check into a run as opposed to not. Like, and being able to be on the same page with the court with their head coach, who's an offensive mind, where Zimmer was not. Where Zimmer was not. So Zimmer's focused on the defense, so he's only dealing with the coordinator. Sometimes you want to be able to deal with your head coach. And on a defensive side, not so much. The quarterback and the head coach kind of have to be hand in hand.
Yes, absolutely.
And you don't have to be an offensive guy to be a head coach. Not saying that. But even if you're not, that defensive head coach needs to be in there with that quarterback, which was one of those things where, what, the second to last year of Zimmer's tenure there, it was like, oh, him and Kurt are only now having weekly meetings. Like, wait a minute, what? How's that not been happening?
Yeah.
Because he's so focused on the defense. That's why you have a defensive coordinator. You're still the head coach. You're the general manager. You're not the general manager, but for all intents and purposes, you run the store. You run the grocery store. Yes, you can cashier. Yes, you can run the front desk. Yes, you can go stack the milk. But it's better when you have somebody else doing it so you can deal with your front end people.
Well, and even just having the conversations, the small little stuff. Like, that's how you build that bond. You get that connection and you build that trust. And I think having trust and being able to do different audibles, or being able to know that you're the play caller and that there's a play that's coming in. However, if you need to audible out of it from what you see, you have no, like, worries about, like, your coach is going to yell at you for what you did. Like, I think there's more of a bond that's happened, and I feel like his confidence has just, like, skyrocketed in the last year or two.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, they're right there. I think that Washington plays with a ton of, overused term in football or in sports when we're talking about mediocre white folk, but they play with a lot of moxie. Okay?
So it's like when you say, like, you're talking about a white boy, you're like, he's the first one in, last
sneaky
one out.
Fast.
You're sneaky fast.
High motor.
Moxie.
Moxie. Plays with that it factor. What is that it factor? He doesn't have enough athletic talent that it needs to be psychological.
Oh my God.
They play with a lot of that.
He's smart.
Like, very cerebral. He's very cerebral.
Stupid things that, like, the way that people, like, put things in boxes, but whatever. Okay, let's get to the first game of the afternoon.
So we're both taking Minnesota, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, just making sure.
Is that?
I'm just making sure.
I already
just
wrote
making
it down.
Sure.
Okay, Seahawks, Cardinals. So
Cardinals at home -2. 61% of the money is on Seattle.
Cardinals
over under 49.5. They've been a great road team
not
in the last 2 years, but not at home. The predictions say that Arizona will win, cover, and that it will be an under. I don't know.
Seahawks are the better team right now, or they're playing better right now. If you look on paper, I think the Cardinals look like the better team. You know what? I love you, my wife. I'm going to take the Seahawks.
All right.
What are you taking? Wait, let's look at red zone.
You look at red zone. The Cardinals run the second most offensive plays average in the NFL. They average the sixth most time of possession in the NFL. They're 13th in rushing. They're 17th in passing. They're 15th in scoring. But yards per play, they're 29th in the league. Seattle's third in the league in yards per play. They're fifth in the league in scoring. They always play the Cardinals well. They're on the road. Can the Cardinals get right in this game? You know, I talked to somebody, and I'll keep that to myself on who, about the Cardinals, and I had asked specifically, you know, what's the feel in the building? Is there animosity between the two? Because I think it's overblown. I told you that before. I think it's overblown. And the media, and we're now included in that on a very, very small scale, but we're still included in that, have blown it up out of proportion in my mind, and I'm not in the building. So I talked to somebody that is. And I said, is it that or is it pressure? And he said, it's more about pressure. There's pressure both externally and internally and internal. Like Kyler's pressure on himself to be better. Cliff's pressure on himself to call better plays and to win.
So maybe watch
the pressure. They probably do. I think that, again, overblown. Granted, why was it in the first place? So it has to come from somewhere. But the point is that I think it is overblown, but they're putting on the pressure. Then you have the pressure of the media, the pressure of the NFL, the pressure of socials, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
So let me tell you this. So Seattle is 31st in red zone. They're 40%. This is why I kind of scoured. Arizona's 16th at 56%.
I already took the Cardinals. I'm just giving the facts on why I did. And that I do think...
I don't like it. I want
it's -1.5 is what I got him at. So if it's -1.5, it's a pick 'em game. I'm going to take the home team. Sorry, CJ. And I know you're 5-3.
I'm
rooting for chaos in the NFC anyway, so I will take I'm going to take the home team, the Arizona Cardinals, to win and cover.
I shouldn't pick the Seattle Seahawks because I want them to lose, especially us being on a bye. We want to get into first. So if they lose, we can move up.
Dude, there's only two afternoon games.
Yeah. I know we have a lot of teams on bye.
I mean, there's a lot of morning games, though. You mean telling me we couldn't move? You mean the Minnesota-Washington game couldn't have been an afternoon game considering it's in Washington and Washington's on the East Coast?
Dude.
I don't know, bro.
They're changing everything.
I think
it's a lot has to do with the new TV, you know, the way that they're doing it and who they're signed with.
Interesting.
I think who's covering it, they have to set that up, and I bet you a lot has to do with.
And the other afternoon game is on CBS. You got the LA Rams traveling to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tampa Bay -3.
Both teams
over under 42.5. You're right. Both teams do look in complete chaos. We talked about this, but we know why what's going on with Tom. We don't need to get into the personal stuff, but I will get into the personal stuff but not about that part. Like I told you, she said she's a witch. He's acknowledged this. I'm going to bring it up every time. And she put the voodoo. She put the Joe Boo curse on them. Just enough to make it frustrating. Like, not we lose every game and it's just so terrible. No, it shows glimpses of we can still be good. And we're still in the thick of it. And we can still win our division. Like, those are all still real possibilities for Tampa Bay, even though they're playing at a very, very subpar level for anybody's standards, but especially Super Bowl contending teams.
Yeah, this is weird. This is a really weird game. I don't like this game at all. I feel like in my heart,
dude, Tampa Bay's 3-5, 2-6 against the spread. My God.
And this is like where the Rams are going to.
Speaking of.
The Rams are going to show up in Tampa Bay and beat Tom Brady after coming off a huge loss. Like, they need to show up, but Tampa Bay could. Like, is Tom going to be motivated to pull through? He doesn't look good.
Here. Both teams right now, they stink. Let me see. Total score. Rams are 29th in offense, and Tampa Bay's 24th. Not good. Yards per play, 28th for the Rams, 22 for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Not good.
I don't like these stats. No,
bro, time on the field, Tampa Bay 31st. They cannot stay on the field offensively. 31st. I mean, time on the field, the Rams 10. But if you're 10th in the league of time of possession, but you are 29th in scoring, what does that tell you? You move the ball a little bit. You take a lot of time off the clock, but you don't get it in the red zone. You don't get it, the end zone. I don't like any of this. Any of this.
No, I don't like it either. And they're like really close with rankings too.
Oh, and Tampa Bay's defense is 8th in scoring, 7th against the pass, 8 in yards per play, but they're on the field a lot. They're 30th, and they give up a lot of rushing yards. Rams don't run. Not a problem. I mean, Rams are 31st in the league and running. I don't see where, boy.
I'm taking the Rams. I'm just doing it.
All right, I'm going to stay with it. I think I took the Rams, but I'm changing my pick to Tampa Bay if I didn't. I'm going to take Tampa Bay. Oh, and guess what? I took Tampa Bay already. So. Okay. Sticking with it. The other afternoon game, ladies and gentlemen.
No, the night game.
Oh, that is. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Sorry, that was the second game.
Titans Chiefs. Kansas City's minus 12 and a half in this game.
Well, I mean, are they playing? Is Malik Willis starting again? Or are they, or what happened? Tannehill get benched or did he get hurt? That's how much I haven't paid attention to the Tennessee Titans.
I believe it was. I don't think he got hurt.
So it's a bench.
I believe so.
Because yeah. He started. Malik Willis started last week. It wasn't that he didn't, like, he went in and played. He started. 12 and a half is a lot of points, but the Chiefs have been a wagon this year, ladies and gentlemen. They are, however, let me pull up there.
Oh, he did get hurt.
He did.
Okay. Yeah, because he's still limited to practice and he has Panthers.
Okay. So, again, it's Malik Willis, second start.
So, it's a foot injury.
And that's on the road in Kansas. Is that on the road? It's on the road. So, it's in Kansas City. So, they're going to take a rookie and put him in Kansas City to start on Sunday Night Football because they have to.
So, that's why that's where the
points Chiefs are 5-2. Tennessee is 5-2. Is that correct? Tennessee's 5-2.
Yeah.
They're also 5-2 against the spread.
Yep.
Now, Kansas City, 3-4 against the spread at home Sunday night. They are next level right now. They are next level right now. They're averaging 31, almost 32 points a game. Tennessee's averaging 19. Tennessee also lost to one of your favorite teams, the New York Football Giants. Shout out Brooklyn Paul. Y'all lost. Thank you very much. But they're still.
Which we picked correct.
Which we picked correct. Yeah. Thank you. As always.
Always when you go back.
I mean, but everything leans so skewed to Kansas City's offense. They're averaging almost 300 yards a game. They're averaging over 100 yards rushing a game. They're averaging 64 plays a game. I mean, everything that they're doing right now, they're number one in scoring. They're number two in passing yards. They're number two in yards per play. Now, rushing, they're 21st, but guess what? Tennessee's 20th. Time on the field, they're 17th. Tennessee's 20th. Number of plays, 31st in the league for Tennessee on offense and 31st in the league in yards per play. There's no way they are going to stand a chance of winning this game. I know I say that, and then some shit happens. Taking Kansas City in the 12.5, I think they beat them by 17 or more.
These two teams are 1-2 in red zone. Kansas City has 76.67% scoring in the red zone. Tennessee has 76.47% scoring in the red zone. This is going to be interesting, but I do think the biggest difference is the QB. I think Pat Mahomes will handle this. 12.5 points scares me.
62% of the money's on the Titans, and 65% of it is on the I'm sorry. 62% of the money's on the Titans. That's correct. And 65% of the money's on the over.
I'm taking Kansas City.
So am I. We got one last game. That's Monday Night Football, which will be on the radio. KDUS 1060 AM Phoenix. 7 p.m. Monday night. Shout out Earl. Earl Burnett, my dude. Saw him at the Suns game when I was just there on Tuesday, and he's like,
"Oh yeah, saw him in the Suns."
Yeah, he's like, "You weren't on Monday." I was like, "Oh, so you could turn and listen." I was like, "Yeah, we were not on."
Yeah,
because we talked about that earlier, ladies and gentlemen, on why we weren't on.
It was Halloween,
so we will be on this Monday, regular time, 7 p.m. Me, you, Pat Stat, probably Aaron behind the glass. Shout out Aaron Decker, stud. I love his articles that he writes on the Arizona Cardinals. Very in-depth,
yes,
very cool.
Good. Yes, Aaron.
All right, so getting into Monday night, November 7th.
Baltimore going into New Orleans. Now,
New Orleans, 2.5-point home dog. Usually we like home dogs. 75% of the money's on the Ravens. 69% of the money's on the under 48. The Saints don't know if they still have their thing. They're a finicky team in the sense of, like, we don't know what they're doing. They've shown up and played two amazing games without two or three of their top receivers. They've done it with Andy Dalton, some of it without Alvin Kamara. Is Taysom Hill going to ball out and he has, you know, 8 rushes for 100 yards and a touchdown and a catch for a touchdown? Or is he does nothing? Because it kind of seems like it's that. The Ravens are looking at an opportunity here to really seize their division in the sense of they have a 1-game lead and they either need to hold suit or they can take a step if the Cincy, you know, decides to falter.
You're right,
this is a big game.
This is a big game.
2.5 points is a field goal game we're talking.
Correct.
So if tie a game, you're going to give me Justin Tucker's leg?
All day.
So, but again, Saints have been pesky.
No, I'm taking Baltimore.
Me too. I already did two. But I have to. But we need to talk about why.
No, I get
it. Talk about the numbers.
I understand. I think Lamar Jackson needs to have a huge game.
Here.
And I think he really is trying to push the narrative for his contract, obviously, but also get back after the last few games of just the team's not looking great. So he needs to show a winning team.
Real quick, just looking over the screen over here, Tom Brady looks like a struggling pro bass fisherman. With that camouflaged hat, he just looks defeated. The little gray coming out of the back. He
looks like a half of a skeleton, man.
So
like,
do you see those lines? Look at that. Look at the cheek line. Tell me that's not surgery, bro. Look at that. His cheek line is 19 inches long and then comes down. It looks like a Spartan helmet. His face looks like a Spartan helmet. And that chin has gotten, his cleft chin has gotten smaller over the years. That doesn't happen. Dude, anyways.
It's the witch and his wife, you said.
Well, so that's not. So
if in 2 years from now, he all of a sudden looks old, it's because she was
taking care of this I'll tell you right here, and I know I'm pointing, ladies and gentlemen, you can't see it, nor could we show you because we will get taken off of YouTube. That's plastic surgery, bro. That's Bolivia in the offseason for 14 days because he spent 7 of that getting stuff done. Anyways, let me give you some stats on New Orleans. You may want to change your mind here.
I love how you just...
Oh, go right back to something else?
No, it's just funny how you're like invested in talking about his plastic surgery.
I'm not. I just saw it for the first time right here and really noticed that
line. For the first
line.
Time?
Well, I've noticed the chin thing, but I've never said it. Go back and check the tape, bro. Have I ever brought up that he's had plastic surgery before now?
I don't know.
No. Is there anything that says he has? I don't know. I looked at it from here, and it certainly looked like an Instagram model. Filter.
He got
on the TV.
He got a little excited, folks. I'm sorry.
Just telling you.
It's okay. All right, so stats.
New Orleans offense is 7th in scoring, 8th in pass yards, 8th in rush yards. They're 15th in time of possession. They're 9th in number of plays, and they're 5th in yards per play on offense.
Okay.
With Andy Dalton.
Okay.
And sometimes none of the receivers. No Michael Thomas, no Jarvis Landry.
Is that for the year, though?
That's for the year.
So that's including Winston, then?
Yes.
Okay.
For one game and his bad game.
Okay.
Bro. Okay. Baltimore's 26th in passing yards.
But that's
23rd in number of plays. They're 8th in yards per play. They're 6th in scoring. They're 3rd in rushing. But everything leans towards New Orleans offensively to win this game. No cap, as the young kids say. They still say that, right?
Yeah.
But on defense, they almost give up the most points in the league. They're 16th in passing yards. Generally matter because Lamar doesn't. They don't scheme that way. They're 21st in rushing against the run. Might be some big runs this week. They're 7th in plays.
Do you think Raekwon Smith is going to make a difference?
I mean, there's no way I'm not taking Baltimore. I'm just saying that there is reason and valid reason if you wanted to go the other way, especially considering it's a home dog. A home dog that's in the top 10 in 5 of the 7 major categories on offense. If I say that but don't put the New Orleans Saints on that, what would you say? Baltimore Ravens are going on the road to play an offense that's at home under the dogs, and they're top 10 in every statistical category on offense.
Dude, I love Lamar. Like,
there's your X factor, ladies and gentlemen. Lamar, I almost said Lamar Miller. Wow, 2007 called.
Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson over.
Yeah.
Andy Dalton. Or Jameis Winston.
And also coaching. And also, like, it's just they need this win. They have to be in the hunt. They're in 5-3. Saints are 3-5. They're not going to win their division, I don't think. I mean, the Saints are a better team than we thought they were going to be, I think. Or maybe they're, like, kind of mediocre compared to what we thought they were going to be. But Baltimore has to win this game. I'm taking Baltimore. -2.5. I'll take Tucker with that field goal at the end. Or an overtime, even if whatever it takes. Yeah,
whatever it takes.
All right, so that's the week that is. I got the Suns
Friday
Portland game tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's tomorrow.
Sheesh. And then you got the
I'll be there
Suns,
Saturday. Who? Portland, they playing back to back.
Back to back, right? Okay, dude, that's kind of cool. I got to see Curry, Booker, and Dame all within 2 weeks. Like, mm-hmm. It's fun being able to do what we're doing now and kind of growing this. So. Check us out on, this will be obviously on YouTube.
Yes, sir. It'll eventually be on Spotify, iTunes, like I say, Google Play if you're a psychopath.
Podcast.
All your platforms that you're looking for. Let me see what else. We got jamesoutwest.com.
Check out jamesoutwest.com during any Suns game.
Live blog updates of the game, what's going on.
We live
photos.
Blog and show pictures. We'll show with what we're doing. We try to give you guys a glimpse of what we're experiencing. It's a new fun experience for us, and it's a blast getting able to meet a lot of new people and experiences.
I would also say after the games, check out the YouTube because I usually go live with something or I post the press conference right after it happens. Thought I was slick this last week. Had this camera set up, looked good. Everything looked good. I could hear fine. Apparently didn't have my audio turned up on my phone, so you couldn't hear jack shit. You couldn't hear any of the awesome questions. Not that I asked any, but the questions that were asked, the answers, obviously coming off of the victory that they had. Didn't get a chance to even hear it because of, well, my lack of technical skills. But I tried. I even had it on a tripod and everything.
We'll get it. Hey, it's okay. We're growing. We're slowly getting there. But just then, press that button.
And then I don't want. And this is what sucks is I'm kind of hoping the Suns lose Friday.
Wow.
Here's why. And this was the talk amongst
disrespect.
This was the talk amongst us when we were sitting waiting for the coach and players to come in during the press conference. Was it's very hard to beat teams back to back. It's very hard to beat a team twice back to back days.
So you want
just
me to go to the game that they lose? And
well, and here's why. But no. But here's why. Because in all the years, now we started going back and I started really doing some research on how many, I mean, I've been in the Valley since 97 now.
Okay.
So I've been out here 25 years. Probably been to 30 Suns games.
Okay.
I've never seen them lose. On TV, sure. Yeah.
Oh, I've been to a bunch.
I've never seen them lose in person.
I saw the game.
Even when I went to go see them play the Cavs, they beat the Cavs. Cavs played good, but they beat the Cavs.
I went to the game, that San Antonio game where Nash got pushed and shoved by Ori.
So the playoff game.
Yeah. We were sitting fifth row. Like, we got stud tickets from a friend from a friend. That was a crazy one. I've been to a couple where they've lost to the Lakers. Like, but this was 10, 15 years ago.
Nope.
So
I've never seen them lose.
That's awesome.
Because even when they played the Lakers here, the game that I went to, maybe you should, they won. I know, that's what I'm saying.
So let's start talking about this more. Because if every game you go to this season, because we're going to
go to. I've been bringing it up. So it came up game one after game one when they beat Dallas. I was like, you know, I don't think I've ever seen them lose.
And they lost. They got their ass kicked. They won. They kicked the shit out of my team when I went.
Yes.
Golden State Warriors.
Which, and because we are made it, so the team that I root for, the Cleveland Cavaliers, boy, they look really good. They beat Boston again last night in overtime again. Darius Garland coming back. Donovan Mitchell, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't been paying attention because it's early, they played six games, and I get it. And it's way too early to be talking about that. But if he continues to play the way that he's playing right now, Donovan Mitchell is a dark horse MVP candidate. That sounds wild because... That sounds wild because of what Luka's doing. I mean, Luka just did something yesterday that hasn't happened since Wilt Chamberlain. Oh, to start out seven games in a row with 30 plus. Points.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. It's incredible. I mean, and then we have,
so he's kind of got that, you know, this is the year for Luka to win the MVP. They kind of felt like last year was going to be, you know, that chance where he's going to get an opportunity to.
But it's a long season.
It is a long season.
Injuries. Let's see what happens.
But the fact that that's even a possibility... And then you see what Donovan Mitchell's doing. It's because it's not just on offense. It's also on defense.
Yeah.
There is so much happening right now in the NBA. It is exciting to watch. TNT, everybody's killing it.
The fact that fucking Steve Nash got fired already.
I mean.
And now they're bringing in Udoka from Boston. Like, he's just cheated.
That's not a done deal. We obviously know. We know that that's going to happen because everybody's talking about it. How does that happen? They got to give up compensation. There's all these things that have to go into it. But it almost seems like.
It's a way out.
It is. It is a way out. 100% it's a way out.
It's ridiculous. And the fact that Steve Nash, obviously he is not the right coach. He doesn't scheme well. Like, he's not making the right play calls. The team, the two people, Kyrie, KD, who vowed for him, don't want him there anymore. And
I'm going to put that more on.
Nine games in?
Which then he probably should have never came back considering what happened at the end of last year. It was like, he needs to go or I need to go, and then we're all going to come back, and then this happens. I mean, it could be strategic because here's the thing. We don't know a lot of stuff. Maybe it's financial. Coaches get guaranteed money. Maybe if he'd have left last year, he wouldn't get as much. You know, there's some things that I'm sure that go into it. I would imagine he's got to be happy, though, to get out of that toxic relationship of being the coach to that.
KD, fuck yeah.
To all of those guys.
And Kyrie.
To be able to deal with him on the basketball level. Not just on a personal level. Maybe on a personal level, they all get along great. But on a basketball level. Not being able to coach those guys.
Yeah.
And not that they can't follow it, but I think that in a lot of times players do think they're probably better than their coach from scheming and that things because a lot of coaches haven't played in a long time or they didn't play or, you know, physically speaking, looking at them going, okay, they don't know. But like, do these guys forget like how good Steve Nash was? Like, and not just that automatically makes you a better coach because it doesn't. There's been plenty of coaches that stunk. Magic Johnson was a terrible head coach. Right. And he's one of the greatest players of all time. So I'm not saying that.
So was Larry Bird.
Well, Larry Bird won Coach of the Year. And then he won GM of the Year.
But
so you can't tell me that Larry Bird was a bad coach.
He
He wasn't. To win Coach of the Year and to win GM of the Year. He also won MVPs and championships. The guy knows basketball, and he was a good coach. Indiana, he coached him to the Eastern Conference Finals, like twice.
That might be one of the
during most during the 90s.
Biggest moments that you shut me the fuck up. That.
Hey, I'll take okay. it. Moving on. Moving on. Basketball's Christ. Been awesome this year. Holy I'm shit. Excited for it. Suns look good. Your team looks good. Well, they lost in Miami, and it didn't look good at the end there. But Philadelphia 76ers stink right now. Like my dude said, it's the Ben Simmons effect on two teams. Brooklyn stinks, and Philly stinks.
And we'll see. It's way too early for getting into basketball. Let's talk about some ending shit. Who's going to win the World Series?
I'm hoping Philly because I don't like the Houston Astros.
Everybody's hoping Philly because everybody hates the Astros.
Yeah, so asterisks.
For some reason, I think the Astros are going to pull something. The way that they won last night.
And they probably will.
It's going to come down to pitching. It's going to come down to
it's going to come down to Bryce Harper.
Boy, he is
and Kyle Schwarber.
Like a beast.
It's going to come down to those
Bryce
two guys.
Bryce Harper is like living his dream of like 15, 16, 17 of like, this is what I fucking told you I was going to do. I'm doing it and I'm killing it. And I'm going to be the MVP of the World Series.
That's probably how they say it there too. So,
dude, hey, good for him. Like, I think he's a cocky son of a bitch, but he backs it up, bro, man.
They
he
all talks, are he, at that level. Hey,
you gotta have confidence. Have and the older my son's getting, and the more he plays, and like we do club, we do high school ball. You have to have that confidence because you have to forget what your last at bat was, what your last mistake was, and you have to go to the next thing as confident as can be. That's what works.
Yeah, dude. NBA, it's rocking. Saturday, also ASU football Saturday. I think they play UCLA. There's a lot of games. You got LSU playing Alabama. You got one playing three. You got Tennessee playing Georgia in Athens, in Georgia. You got
Tennessee's favored too, right? Well,
actually, I don't think Tennessee is favored, even though they're number one. I don't think so. Take a look at it. I don't know.
You keep talking.
Well, I mean, we're pretty much done. I mean, there's not really much else to say. I mean, if I have open free mic and you don't have to say anything, I got a lot of stuff I could say. But I will end with this. Weather's getting nice. It's getting cold out. We had some rain today. I got to go deal with the DMV because they're a bunch of morons. Boy, I hate going. as soon as we leave here, I got to go to the DMV. Not looking forward to it. And it's going to be a spectacle, I'm sure, because they're not going to know how to handle it.
Georgia's favored by 8.
Okay. By 8 at home.
Yep. So that's going to be...
Georgia's favored by over a touchdown against the number one team in the country.
Yep.
That's why these rankings. Well,
it's just because Tennessee beat Alabama. Like that's the biggest thing.
You can't. Win. No. Tennessee beating Alabama can't be the reason you're one if Alabama's now 8.
Oh no, I'm not. Tennessee's a goddamn good team. Their defense is amazing. I'm not trying to take it away. I'm saying Georgia's a stud team too, but they haven't put it on other teams like Tennessee has.
Yeah, Tennessee's like what they're in top. What they're like, number one in scoring. I think they're number one in scoring.
Oh, yeah.
They're number one in Ohio State's number two in scoring. Not just happens to be the ranking, but in scoring, I think that is the case. Either way, Tennessee on the come up. Good for them, bro. Tennessee Orange, happy for the fans, happy for everything they've endured.
I'm sure Peyton's
excited. Oh, yeah, all of those guys. And then being where it's at and all the country stars and all the – I mean, hey, congratulations on that. Hopefully
– at least they are good instead of Titans.
I will accept that. All right, dude, Monday, James out west. KDUS 1060 AM. Check us out on jamesoutwest.com. YouTube.
Yeah, check out the Friday and Saturday.
I think we just got it personalized, so it should be youtube.com/
James Out West AZ.
Okay. Because James Out West was already taken. Don't know who that is.
It's
and then it was like trying to give me like it was trying to take me like, give me like James Out West 3857 like I'm some stormtrooper. FN719, where are you going? FN719. You know what I'm saying? Like they're just so I was not about it. So we changed it up. I tried to put it in, didn't find it. That's why it's not on there.
You just go to YouTube.
So it might be and just look for James L. West. You'll see my stupid face.
Yeah. You'll see the cactus.
Animated anyways,
orange.
Cactus.
It's always bright orange. Just remember that.
All right, dude.
All right, man.
See you next week.
I'll check you later. One later. Love.
See you, boys. Now everybody on YouTube, you can still see us for a few more minutes. He's about to hit the stop button. Peace, love, chicken grease, all that stuff. Hope everybody has a great weekend. Be safe. Be kind. Damn, remember back in the day we used to say rewind? Not anymore.